Greetings, everyone. This is Joseph. I want to step in and thank Mark and Matt for recording this episode while I was in California for my grandmother's memorial service. We will not record a new episode this week because of various circumstances, but are planning to pick up again next week. Thank you to everyone who sent their condolences, and thank you for your loyalty and devotion to the show. We could not do this without you. Enjoy.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about the great outdoors, kayaking, mountains, waterfalls, Siri complaining, and what's that other thing?
Sometimes something to do with an iPhone?
No, that's not it. Oh, yeah, that is it. That is it. Hey, how's it going? That was my attempt at humor. Sorry, guys. This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and a bunch of other tangent stuff. And I am returning one more time. I am Mark Strowski.
And I am Matt Hoffman. I am back from the dead.
Awesome.
Yeah, I heard something on last week's show about me getting rolled up in a carpet and, like, thrown in a basement or something.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to remember that.
I'm not saying that I do, actually, so I suppose that's a good thing for you and Dave or whatever. I mean, I don't know who put me down there beats me. I'm just saying I heard about it.
We threw you an Android down there, so you should have been all set.
Oh. Actually, I couldn't wait to get the heck out of there. Anyway, I am back.
Right on. It's good to have you back, man. And Joe is still out. He is visiting family in California. At least that's what we told the police. No, I'm kidding. He's visiting family out there. I told him to take lots of pictures since that place is experiencing green in epic proportion. I figured you go there right now to take pictures of it because it might not be there in the next year or so. So
yeah, you never know when the drought will return and California will become brown and uninteresting again.
Yes, just as God intended.
There's really like nothing in California.
Nothing at all.
I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's really boring.
I went to the most exciting place in California once. I think it was Sacramento?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was kind of boring. I'm like, oh, is this what everybody's raving about? And I was like, no, I'm just leaving. This place is dead anyway. and then I left. I was like, no, this is dumb. I don't know what the hype is about. And I left. And that was it.
Well, Joe has some personal reasons for being out there. It's not all just checking out the flowers and the plants and whatnot. So we wish him well and are looking forward to his return.
Yeah, right. That's it. No, I'm kidding. he has family issues that he's attending, and while we're poking fun at him, it's out of love, and we wish you a safe return. And seriously, because I'm not very good at lead chair on the show. So, Matt, what have you been up to in this long, expansive time that you were away?
Photography, and more photography, plus lots of kayaking.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's actually the reason why I wasn't on the show last week. I went to Michigan to do a 50-mile kayak trip down the Grand River in Michigan. That's what I was doing.
Nice.
Yeah. It was not really fun per se. It was very challenging. It took me 11 hours to get through that 50 miles. And then it started to rain, so I decided the heck with this noise. I'm going to go home, and I drove 5 hours home.
Nice. Wait a minute, did all 11 hours at the same time?
Yeah, it was just a one-day thing. Yep.
Holy
started
crap.
At 10 after 6 in the morning and finished a little bit after 5 o'clock in the evening.
Now, I've been in a kayak. They're not that comfortable. I can't imagine doing 11 hours. You know, I did like maybe 2 hours in a kayak, and I was like feeling all crappy afterwards.
I think that's the challenge.
Really. That would be the challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's the challenge right there is, yeah, tolerating. A lot of people that go to this event that I was at do it in canoes because they're smarter. And they also go faster, so they're doing it in like 8 or 9 hours versus 11 hours.
Nice.
But whatever. It was nice to get like a quick little trip in, and you know, I enjoy kayaking, so I really didn't mind it.
Right on. I have been continuing my Pokemon adventure and mixing it with photography, and I did something that a lot of people consider stupid, because I do like the Pokemon game. I do like playing Pokemon because I'm a kid at heart, I guess. But so, all right, get this. This will tie into photography in just a minute. I bought this little bracelet thing that syncs up with your Pokemon app so that you could just put the Pokemon, you could put the phone in your pocket. And if you come to like a Pokestop, it'll buzz you. And you just pull out the bracelet and just hit a button and it'll activate the Poke thing. And, you know, you're able to interact with the app with just a push of the button. And you could do it so you could catch Pokemon too with just a push of a button too. Sounds insane. It is. But they're making a boatload of money off of it, and that's fine. So here's how it ties into photography. Since it's very encouraged that you should not use this while driving, you can... and in the last episode, I told everybody that these Pokestops are actual points of interest within Google Maps. They're something that you can't easily just look at in Google Maps or any kind of map app out there. So being able to find these points of interest can help you with, you know, landscape, urban landscape photography or regular landscape photography for that matter. It'll attract you to points of interest. When you're driving, this is when this thing actually shines. So what happens is you turn on the app, you set the device to only be sensitive to Pokestops. You don't want to keep playing, trying to catch Pokemon while you're driving. That's a distraction. But when you have this thing put away, like you're not looking at the map or anything, but you should have it on the charger. As you're driving through different places, it'll still buzz you if you're coming in contact with a Pokestop, right? And
I'm pretending I understand all this.
Okay, I'm going to be doing a video on this soon. So if it's not making sense now, hopefully it'll make sense later. But the thing is that when I was driving to work, I went down a different route. It was a brand new route. This is a brand new job that I'm doing. And one of the routes, due to traffic on the highway, took me through a lot of farmland and a lot of conservation areas that I've never been through before. So I'm using Waze to drive through. But and as I'm, you know, trying to get to work, I noticed that I still had the buzzer on. And it buzzed me for a point of interest. And, you know, that got me interested in looking around. And I saw a lot of cool little places that were potentially photogenic. And one of the places that I visited was during a nice, nice misty morning. And it's in my Instagram feed where it's this farmland, historic farmland. And in the background of this open field is this row of trees. And I was able to grab a great photograph of of the row of trees and the fog kind of rolling in. And I did a black and white version in a one that was in color.
I have a quick question here.
Yes.
So you mentioned using Waze. So this route that you drove, was it because Waze routed you that way? Or
yes.
Because the Pokemon app was taking you that
no,
way?
No. The Waze was routing me to work, but I had the Pokemon app still on in the background.
So then are you saying that you wouldn't have seen that cool row of trees if the Pokemon app hadn't alerted you to stop for a Pokestop?
I wouldn't have seen it. It was just because I was rushing to work, and I didn't want to be late because I knew there was horrible traffic on the road.
Now I understand.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So, you know, having this thing buzzing you for things that are interesting is really cool. And, you know, I highly recommend using this and just driving around, getting lost in different places. And then all you're doing is reacting to like the feeling of a buzz on your wrist, and you know, you look around, if there's anything interesting, pull over, photograph it. And, I suppose it'll work in the city too, but I figure you're in the city walking around already. So you could just use the app directly, but you know, to each their own. So anyway, yeah, that's what I've been up to. And that's a little pro tip for you guys.
I like the idea of something buzzing you to let you know that there's something interesting to look at. I just wish it didn't have to be Pokemon.
I have been looking all over the place to see if there was another GPS app or like any kind of map that you could download that would show you the points of interest. But I can't find anything that's as direct as Pokemon. I suppose you could use Ingress, which is the same company that makes the Pokemon app, but
there's an app coming out shortly that is going to be oriented towards, you know, photo spots, and if it's any good, I'll mention it on the show after it comes out.
That'd be awesome, because I think photographers desperately need something like this. And
yeah, I've checked out a couple other ones, but I don't know. Like, Trey Ratcliffe had his, whatever his app was called.
Stuck in Customs.
I thought it was called something different, but it was along those lines. But in any case, yeah, I didn't like it. It was kind of a weird, because like anybody could upload a picture to it. So like it was literally just like a bunch of nonsense, really.
Yeah. Dave in the chat room says it's called Life on Earth.
Oh, okay. And then I'd have to look and see. There was like one or two other ones that I had downloaded and checked out that were like kind of okay, but they didn't seem to have a lot of information in them. So
yeah,
we'll see. I know for a fact that there's a new one coming out, and it should be good, but we'll have to see.
Well, in the meantime, you could just download Pokemon and just hide it as much as you can. You could hide the little wrist bracelet under your sleeve. You could put it in your chest pocket, something. You put it in your pants pocket. It buzzes pretty good. It's totally silent. So, there you go. No one has to be the wiser. And
I wonder if this is totally an aside here, but I wonder if you had a smartwatch, like an Apple Watch or a Pebble Watch, if the Pokemon app could just buzz to that.
It doesn't.
You can't like enable like a notification or something?
Nope. It would make perfect sense. They do have a smartwatch component to it, but it's more for the exercise. It's complete. There's some things that Niantic has been doing that's really awesome, and some things that is just complete waste of time. And I don't know. I don't know if it has to do with the Niantic company or if it has to do with the Pokemon company. I know Nintendo is very particular about things, but, you know, I don't know. I don't want to deal with their politics. All I know is that this helps me find cool places, and that's all I care about.
Well, that's cool. I think it's cool, like the way that you're using it. You know, I kind of, you know, rag on it, like, oh, Pokemon, it's silly and stupid. But I think that's, you know, it's a pretty smart way to have an ulterior use for it.
Yeah. And that's all good. I mean, yeah, Pokemon is silly in its, if you think about it, but, you know, being able to find something cool that's actually useful in photography, I think is a plus. And hopefully, you know, when the video comes out, I'll definitely let you guys know, but hopefully I can make it cool and not cheesy.
Right on.
But that'll be tough very because cool. I'm still in the video.
Well, I will, I'll be looking forward to it. Who knows? Maybe you'll convert me.
There you go.
Probably not, but maybe.
Pokemon, maybe we'll get a few million views.
Yeah, that's true.
Right on. So anyway, enough of what we've been doing. Let's talk about some news.
Focus point.
That's not news. This is news.
News team, assemble!
Wow, I am so not on the game tonight.
I wouldn't have even noticed had you not corrected yourself.
Anyway, we're back to talking about Petapixel. They have an article out there called Okay, We Get It. And Matt, do you want to touch on this one?
Yeah, sure. So I shared it in our Facebook group today. Mostly because the title of the article was "Okay, We Get It. You Shot It with Your Phone." So I assumed that the entire article was going to be just kind of a rant against people that make a big deal about doing some sort of photo shoot with their iPhone or smartphone or whatever instead of a DSLR or a quote unquote more serious type of camera. But it that was actually just literally like three sentences or four sentences of the article, and basically it just goes on to it just kind of goes through all these different scenarios, like, okay, we get it, you know, medium format is bigger than full frame. Okay, we get it. You're a digital native who tried film for the first time. And it just keeps going on and on and on about these like different scenarios that, you know, are really like not, I guess, like a big deal. It's just, you know, part of photography, but people write these articles, which Petapixel usually posts. You know, there's almost like always clickbaity type things. And this article just kind of made fun of like all of that. And I thought it was funny. You know, it didn't take long to read or whatever. And I suppose this article in and of itself was also kind of like a clickbait sort of thing. But I found it kind of amusing, so I decided to share it.
I don't know. Like it had a good premise, but it didn't follow through. Like, it's kind of like a Saturday Night Live skit for the most part. Like, it, you know, great premise, but, you know, where's the punchline? It just kind of ends at the premise. And I don't know. I just feel that, you know, there's just so much, either they have nobody to write for the website, or, you know, they're just bad at doing their job, because it's, you know, I just feel that the website has become so negative and so full of itself. I want to stress, this is my opinion. This isn't going to reflect all of us. It's just me. And I feel sad, because Petapixel, in my viewpoint, is like the hub of photography news. The first place I go for any kind of photography news is Petapixel. They seem to be able to get a hold of that information pretty good. And now they've just resorted to clickbait like this one. They've resorted to just horrible, just horrible articles or good potential articles, but all they do is link to a YouTube video where it's like, you know, here's some advice about some photography. And it's like, okay, it's just a YouTube video that they've just embedded in there. And maybe they make a few mentions of it, like a summary, but you know, the meat of it is in the video itself. And it's just I feel it's become lazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I'm wondering if maybe part of the problem is, like, you know, how many times a day they need to post something. You know, it's like, why do they need to post, like, you know, 10 articles a day or whatever? I mean, there's only going to be, like, so many things that are newsworthy that happen in the world of photography in a day's time. You know, so really, if you have, like, one thing a day, I think you're pretty lucky. But I mean, they just have, you know, this format. I suppose it has to do with the advertising and whatnot that they have to, you know, constantly throw something up there. So, you know, in a way, it's almost like, what are they supposed to do?
Here is my solution to something that would, it would alleviate some of my angst, I guess. And again, my point of view, but if they properly label their articles, I don't think we'd have as much of a problem. Like, all right, for example, a few days ago, they featured an article about using IKEA stores to do your product photography. And the article, it was hard to gauge whether it was done tongue-in-cheek. I mean, it's clear, I guess, that they weren't being serious, but I don't know. The article is kind of all over the place, and they were offering advice saying, hey, you know, just tell them, just go there a half hour before the place closes. It's okay to move furniture around and stuff. And just going into all these, you know, examples, and it's, and I'm looking for the punchline to see if there's a joke, and there wasn't. It was just straight up, you know, how to, but it was horribly written. I didn't think it was funny at all. And I don't know if they would label something as satire, label something as, you know, advice, label something at, I don't know, that would,
no, I definitely think they could. I mean, they have, yeah, when you just go to Petapixel's, like, main page, you know, it's basically just a feed of articles. It probably would be better if you actually had to click on, like, one of the tabs across the top, you know, like equipment, inspiration, news, reviews, you know, that kind of thing, rather than just everything being in this continuous feed where you can't discern a serious article from, you know, what you're saying, the satirical or just, you know, pile of crap article.
Yeah. And look, in the beginning, they have, when you go to petapixel.com right now, you have the article that you shared. Okay, we get it. You shoot with your iPhone. And right next to it is the story behind the viral photo of a French policeman on fire. And it's like, when scrolling through the homepage, being able to clearly see something that's marked as satire or marked as news and marked as, you know, biographical or something like that, I think would go a long way in, you know, in their website. You know, just having that sense of legitimacy. Because their podcast, Sharky James, does a really good job of putting the show together. And he's, he's a straight up guy.
I definitely agree.
And it's such a night and day comparison to the website itself that he works for. It's, you know, I don't know. I would be ashamed. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too old. Maybe I'm, you know, this is my get off the lawn moment. But this is my soapbox.
So,
David the Jet Room says, it's just some kayak talk.
So what do we do? I mean, you know, if we're out on a shoot and our DSLR breaks, should we use our iPhone?
I think we should just...
And not tell anybody?
We should just head to IKEA and wing it.
Yeah, that's probably really the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's really all you can hope for, is to just wander into IKEA and hopefully come out with a quality photo.
Hopefully come out. Those places are, they're mazes.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've heard of, you know, how kids will try to like hide in IKEA and then have like a, basically like a sleepover inside the store.
You know what? They have a premise, they follow through, and you get an end product. They have that, at least. Anyway, this has just been my soapbox one more time. I swear it'll be the last time, unless they do something else that's horrible.
Right on. Well, I'm excited for your video now of the IKEA photo shoot with the iPhone.
There you go. Yes, I used my iPhone. Deal with it.
So that will be exciting. I'm sure that'll be the next one after the Pokemon video.
It's going to be riveting, I'm sure. So one more bit of news that I wanted to share, and this is something I'm kind of excited about, something that we've internally talked about this here and there, but the podcast awards have been announced, and I nominated and subsequently paid the $10 entry fee for Tiny Shutter to be in the game. For
I'll give you like $3.30 towards that.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's so generous. Yeah. But I don't know. I want us to win this podcast award.
And what is the category that we're in?
They are going to put us in a category. It didn't allow me to put Tiny Shutter into a category. It just asked for the basic information. And they really wanted the $10. But what's going to happen is I did the registration, and I think there's going to be another period where everybody can nominate the podcast. So I did the first initial nomination, then other people could nominate just to make it to the final slate. And then from there, they have weird rules this year because it's a long story. Another group of podcasters were able to energize their fandom, and they basically won essentially all the awards because they energized their audience to win. And everybody else was disappointed because they didn't win. And yeah, a lot of politics. But hey, so are the Oscars. So the point is, I want to win. I want this show to win. I think it's finally due that we get the recognition we deserve, because you know we've been doing this show for like over 5 years now, and yeah, it's time we win an award. It's time we took the world by the balls and say we do iPhone photography. Look at our photos. Check out our Instagram.
Cool. Yeah, I'm in. Cool. It's very exciting.
Right on. And I'll keep you guys posted as to what the next steps would be, because I honestly don't know what it is, but I threw our name in the hat, and that's the first step. And you know, hurrah,
yay,
we are Spartacus.
Super cool. If you don't mind, before we move on to the next thing, I just wanted to mention an app real quick that I've started playing with again.
Oh, what's that?
This is like old school. Pick FX. Do you remember that?
I remember this.
Yeah, this is like, this app's been out for a long time, kind of way back in the day. Like, it was an app that I was using basically when I had my iPhone 4.
Yeah.
And basically what it is, it's, you know, it's like a filter app, you know, a bunch of filters or whatever. But I remember it being kind of one of the first ones that lets you work in layers. So that was like one of the cool things about it. But then the app kind of started getting like, you know, they would have updates every so often, but it started just kind of getting weird with like all these like weird filters I didn't really have a lot of need for, or I might have had them in like other apps. And so this app just kind of, I still have it on my phone, but I pretty much like never use it. Well, they had an update today actually, and the update is great. There's a user interface update, so the app is like a little cleaner kind of, and a little bit like less, I don't know, just before it just looked like a really cheap app, and now it looks like a little more polished. But couple cool things that they did. The first thing is you can now edit videos. So you could put like, you know, videos or time lapses or your slow-mos or whatever in there and add like any of the PicFX filters. And then you can also like do a smidgen of editing in there, but it's mostly like you're editing the filter or the look of your video. So like you could edit like exposure, contrast, you know, saturation, do some sharpening. And you can even like do like you know, like save like the highlights or shadows.
Nice.
You know, so that, yeah, which I think that's like somewhat advanced stuff for video, so that's pretty cool. And then the other thing they did was they actually got rid of a lot of the filter sets that were more like these weird like overlays and textures. So like they got rid of like the bokeh effects. They got rid of like the space effects, which were just, they were truly awful, just like these weird swirls of color. It didn't even really look like outer space. Just some other textures and grunge effects and stuff like that that they got rid of. And now like all the filters that they have in this app are like pretty nice filters. They kind of reminds me of like ViscoCam style stuff, you know, like a little bit more subtle, trying to be like film look kind of stuff, but they're actually really nice filters, and you can adjust the opacity of them, and then you could go in and tweak, you know, some other things, you know, like contrast and sharpening and oddly enough, not saturation, but you can do, what did they call it? Vibrance, which does increase saturation, and, you know, they have highlight and shadow saving and all that fun stuff. And so I've been playing with it all day, and I got to tell you, it's pretty cool. Some of the filters are really cool. I got some like really like neat looks to some of my pictures. So I might do like a big post or something on our Facebook group with showing off some of these different filters, because I really like the way some of them work. Like, for instance, I was basically playing with this picture similar to the one that I posted in Instagram yesterday or the day before. It was like the boulder and the river, and there was some, you know, trees with leaf buds starting to pop out or whatever. And there was some filters that had this real like yellow look to them, but when I applied them to that picture, really just the green leaves like turned yellow, but like the overall like tone of the boulder and everything stayed the same. So nice. It wasn't like it was just this like yellow wash over the picture, you know. It was like almost like selective, and it looked really cool. So I'm like pretty hot on this app right now. I think they did a really good job with it.
I am unable to get into the App Store. The App Store is actually down right now, so I can't download this.
Hmm. Well, in any case, I'm sure we'll have a link to it in the show notes. It's called PicFX. It's PICFX. It's a great app. It's kind of almost like a legacy app, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I can probably download it now. There we go. It's back. Oh, man, I can't wait to try this out again.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. It's way different than it used to be.
And the company is Active Development, just to let you know. Because there's a lot of apps out there that say they're PicFX.
Okay. Well, that is good to know then.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for that. Cool.
All right.
Nice on. So, with that said, let's go into Post Pick of the Week. Post Pick of the Week.
Alrighty, Post Pick of the Week. So we are finally going to close out this challenge that we've had for 3 weeks now. Which was color temperature was the theme. And I'm just going to come out and just say, I'm sorry. it just wasn't a good topic. I don't know why we did that. And then to drag it out for 3 weeks on top of that. But there was a handful of you that participated, and you guys actually did a pretty knockout job with this challenge. So the idea behind it was really just to show just how color temperature affects the look of a photo, like whether you warmed a picture up or cooled a picture down. And when I was scrolling through them, one of the ones that caught my eye the most was posted by Angie Cherry Kokesh. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that last name, but she has this picture of a sunset and looks like it's at like a pond, like in a neighborhood. You could see some houses kind of in the background, and there's this pond that has a really nice reflection of the clouds in it, and there's some geese or swans or something in the pond that are kind of out of focus. There's maybe like a tilt shift effect kind of going on with the lower third of the picture. But she posted two versions of it, like one where it's pretty warm and then another where the picture's cooled down a lot. So it's got more of the blue tones in it. And I specifically picked the cooler image as the post pick of the week. And the reason for that is I just kind of found it more interesting actually than the warmer version. The warmer version's nice, but the cooler version has a lot more different colors in it. You know, you got these blues and really deep blues in the sky and the water. You got the yellow from the sunset in the clouds. You got the sun, which is still orange, and then the green grass in the background behind the pond. Whereas the warmer picture is really just kind of like orange, you know. So I thought she did a good job, definitely, you know, showing the two kind of extremes of color temperature. But the cooled down picture just really, really caught my eye.
I really dig the photo. You're right. It does have a lot more color. It's a lot more dynamic. I think you did a fine job there, Angie Cherry Coke. And I enjoy your soda beverages, too.
Oh, geez. I didn't even catch that. I was so focused on trying to pronounce that last name. That.
Yes, but the thing is, while you were being the gentleman, I was being the dick. And I hope I didn't offend her name. But I couldn't resist it. Angie Cherry Coke.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm sure that was the intention there.
If that was a product, I would drink it. That's a compliment. I love my sodas.
All right.
If you made a diet version, even better. Because I got to watch my figure.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and if we're going to be going up on stage accepting the podcast awards, you want to look good for that.
Oh, they're not doing that anymore. It's all webcast now. Off the air, I got to tell you the story because it's a very, very interesting story. It's too much to get into on this show. But wow, it was
All right. Well, we are now going to finally change the topic for the weekly photo challenge. And Mark, I think you picked a topic that we can all agree on.
Yes. And I think we could do tint as the next challenge. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to just end this podcast now if you were serious.
Do we want to go green or do we want to go magenta? I mean, it's a big difficulty. No, we're going to do something very easy, something that a nice fan favorite, and we're going to do black and white. Do your best black and white photo and post it to our Facebook group. You could go to tinyshutter.com and find the link directly to our Facebook group. We're going to pin the topic to the top of the Facebook feed, so you'll be able to see it good and upfront and ready to participate.
Awesome. Yeah, black and white sounds ideal.
Yeah. And, so... go ahead and jump in, give it a challenge, and share your photos. We've had a ton of great participants. It's been really awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It has been pretty cool to see this little group of ours grow the way that it's been growing lately, and to see everybody sharing, you know, their pictures, and it's really kind of like the main thing that I look at now when I go on Facebook.
That is, yeah, absolutely. That is like my highlight. Just seeing the photos, because let's face it, what else is there to look at on Facebook? There's videos with text in the upper portion and the bottom portion that any idiot will watch. Or share, rather, you know, you know the ones I'm talking about. They just post anything. It's like, hey, there's a cat, but there's text above and below it. No, just me. Man, I'm getting annoyed at everything. There's the typical political punditry that goes in there from fake news outlets. It doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on. I'm sure both sides of the fence are equally pissing everybody off. And I just don't want to see that anymore. And it doesn't matter how many people I block, they just keep coming back. And then what's the other thing that you see on Facebook? The tasty feeds.
Oh, yeah, the little, like, video recipe things.
Yeah, which I got to say I'm guilty of because... now, here's the reason why I share it is because I don't want to lose it. So if I share it to my timeline...
Just save it.
How do you save? Can you just save it?
Yeah, you just go to like the little drop-down arrow that's in the top right of a post, and you click that and click Save Post.
Oh my God, you just saved my life.
Cool.
I could look back in my feed to see where I did it.
See, I just made you a whole lot less annoying.
Yes. Look, every time I shared one of those articles, I died a little bit on the inside.
Not as much as the rest of us.
Right. Right. The point is I felt your pain, and but just not as much because you had to see it. Unless exactly. It was...
You know what? Secretly, I made every single one of those recipes you shared.
Right. They were good. They were really good. I only did the interesting stuff. Not like the vegetarian stuff that everybody kind of pretends that they enjoy because they want to seem cultural and, uplifting. No, I did the hard-ass, calorie-induced steak, chicken, full of MSG, or if there wasn't any MSG, I added...
wrapped in a croissant and dunked in melted cheese.
Yeah, or gravy.
Well, obviously gravy.
And if the recipe didn't call for MSG or gravy, I added it afterwards anyway.
Like any Michelin-starred chef would do.
Right? And fistful of salt.
Wow, you just made me hungry.
Yeah, me too, actually. I better go to my Facebook feed and see what I can make.
All right, we better
end this before we get
soldier on then, yeah. So we can go eat.
Right on. So, Matt, tell the world where they could find you on this very wonderful interwebs.
All right, you can check me out on Instagram, Twitter, and IM at M Hoffman Photo.
Right on. You can find me, Mark Sadowski, on Instagram. I am Mark Sadowski. That's Mark with a C. You could also find me on our Tiny Shutter YouTube channel. Just go to tinyshutter.com and follow the link to our YouTube TV link. I think it's called Tiny Shutter TV. I'm not exactly sure. But it's youtube.com/tinyshutter. And you'll find some very cool videos and some other videos that you can enjoy, maybe. I don't know. Also, check out tinyshutter.com for show notes, and you could also find the links to our live feed. We record on Thursdays at 9:30 Eastern Time, so if you want to join the chat room, go ahead and go to tinyshutter.com for more information. Again, follow our Facebook feed. It is very awesome. We have a great community. And I mean that in the most sincere fashion. It's, you know, we have very helpful people that are encouraging other people to do more photos. Very classy, very positive. And that is something that I'm absolutely grateful for. So keep up the great work, everybody. And so jump in and have fun. And if you can't do that, or you just have this undying hatred for Facebook, which I can't blame you for, go ahead and just add the hashtag Tiny Shutter to your Instagram photo and join the already growing number of photos in there. And every now and then we do post pick of the week by picking the best photo from that hashtag. So go ahead and check it out, contribute, and join the fun. More the merrier. So, yay! That's it for this week. Next week, right. Joe should be back, I hope. And we'll be able to right this ship and get back to... We're going to win some awards. We're going to... Well, win an award, anyway. But yeah, I got a good feeling about it. And
cool.
And if we don't win, we'll just riot. And let's face it, we'll just take pictures of everything. But, you know, they'll be hateful pictures. No, I'm kidding. I honestly got nothing at this point. So I think we should call it a night and see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Dumb bastards.
Place is dead anyway, man.
But first, let me take a selfie.